Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tighten your headbands, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to continue our trip down the ultimate MCU ship bracket.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Kelly.
My name is Colin.
And my name's Ryan.
Guys, we're getting there, right?
Yeah.
We're coming down
like
to
we're
it.
Getting through it and to it.
Guys, a new, and this I know that this is not coming out today, but a new trailer has dropped.
Yes.
Where shippable things are happening.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if it's enough to change anything in our bracket. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not trying to pull another Valkyrie Captain Marvel thing.
Right.
Shippable occurrences.
We got some Tony and Steve hand-holding?
Yeah, I mean, in the form of a handshake, yeah.
That's what happens.
That's what I call it.
I've held hands with so many guys.
You're kind of a hand slut. I'm sorry.
A hand slut. If I see a hand, I gotta hold it.
It's like, oh my God, I saw you holding hands before your job interview.
It's not just hand sluttery, though. It is also a do you trust me?
Yeah, that's the part. It's
so it's like an Aladdin Jasmine kind of thing.
Yeah.
Very Aladdin
Jasmine.
It is
very. Wait. Do you trust me? Of course.
Oh my God. And then who is Aladdin Jasmine? Oh my God. It's so true. Tony is the Aladdin in that relationship.
Yeah. Yes.
Cap is such a Princess Jasmine.
Oh my God. And the iceberg is his palace.
Who is?
Oh, and Thor is Raja.
Who's the carpet? Who's the carpet?
And Falcon.
Abu.
Falcon is so the carpet.
Yeah, Falcon's the carpet. And then
or
who's
War
Abu?
Machine.
Bucky?
Oh,
Bucky is a boo.
That's very cute.
Oh my God, and Yagu is still a parrot.
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried.
I couldn't think of Gilbert Gottfried.
Is it just live action Gilbert Gottfried in there?
I'm into it. No, but we've got some ships to talk.
Yeah.
Who's first on the docket?
We have Steve Natasha versus the Cinderella story that no one predicted. Tony Loki.
Bam, 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 bam. Tony Loki. Let's talk about why.
Why Tony Loki?
Why Tony Loki? It is, I mean, I still think about it like every night before bed.
Yeah.
And during bed.
Yeah.
During bed.
Thinking about it then too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, let's talk about why Steve Natasha.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's obviously the underdog in this matchup.
Good faith.
Yeah. Let's demonstrate like some we have good a chance. Faith.
Okay.
Okay. So Steve, Natasha, I think we all have decided that the place we ship it is during Avengers Infinity War like modern times, right? Or do we want to go back? Because like, if we go back to Winter Soldier, she's trying to get him to go on dates and they have this like little, I won't call it flirting.
Yeah.
But a little thing, and then they kiss and she's like, you need to work on your fucking kissing, bro. And he's like, I never kiss anybody.
How did we have it characterized before? Because I really liked it that way.
It was like when
it was really sad.
When they're sad, desperate and they're dirty. Really sad.
Yeah.
Like, because they're all like, oh, like so many friends are dead. But there's us. So let's like fuck away the sadness.
Yes. Fuck the pain away.
But then pain's still there after.
Mm-hmm. So you got to do it again.
So they just got to keep going.
And then you get like, you get so much like sexy shame involved.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Like, yeah. I think mostly
you're
on his feeling side.
You have survivor's guilt, but then also you're getting off super hard all the time. So that makes you feel worse.
And
that's
also
so
like,
hot.
Bruce is like still there. So it's like not even, it's like you feel, they feel weird about it. But also like Bruce isn't going to step in, like he's not gonna.
No, we're in like an end of the world scenario.
Yeah.
Do you think they start to feel guilty because like the sex is hotter after the snap?
Oh.
I mean, the sex is definitely hotter after the snap,
but they don't let themselves have that conscious thought.
Sure.
They're so busy,
they push it out of the way with sex.
Every time that creeps in, they just kind of like, ignore.
Do you think they talk about Bucky?
I don't think they talk about any of their relationships, including the one they're engaging in. I think it is
because they're friends.
It is like a non-verbal sexual relationship.
So wait, now Steve has no friends?
Yeah.
This is making me
sadder. Since they started fucking, Ryan, they're the least amount of friends they've ever been.
Uh-huh.
No,
friends.
You don't get to say that this is sad because you made us sit through the saddest fucking shit.
Yes.
Was it last week or
last
week,
yes.
I can't remember what you're talking
about. It was your Zach ship.
Zach Morris is dead.
No, he's dead inside.
Yeah.
It was like a dream within a dream.
Yeah.
And all three layers of it were depressing as fuck.
Okay. So,
so you're right.
Okay, what if, okay, right? Because they can't talk about anything, including the relationship they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this involve role play? Are they pretending to be other people?
That's what I was trying to introduce.
Maybe
Bucky.
One of them is trying to be Bucky.
Maybe
that's so true.
That's complicated.
So they take turns being Bucky.
How do we approach that? Like, let's do a quick role play of the role play.
So who has to do it with you?
I'll just watch if that's all right.
I feel like we're getting into Thor Loki territory.
Yeah, let's save the role play. Let's save the role play for Tony Loki.
Okay, go.
No, but I think if you were role playing Bucky, you would have to make your arm really cold.
That is an important sexual
point. So you would either have to like put it in ice, or you would have to come up with some kind of robotic
cover. Can
you just
wrap it in tinfoil?
Cold tinfoil.
Dude, I'm sorry. That is the saddest role play of Bucky. Like, your friend is dead, and you are sitting here painstakingly wrapping your arm in Reynolds wrap.
In the freezer.
Oh, that's so good.
You just come out of the kitchen wearing nothing but a tinfoil arm, and you're like, Nostrovia.
And you've drawn a little red star on it with Sharpie.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
But it
sad.
Ripped the Sharpie.
Oh,
point
it
ripped
poked
part
through.
Of it.
Oh, because you're so sad when you're doing it.
Okay, so this ship of sadness, Steve, Natasha, versus Tony and Loki.
Man.
Here's the thing about Tony Loki.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It is very good.
This is insane. I just have to, like, reiterate.
Okay, so,
like, if Tony Loki wins this whole thing, I will never speak of this ship bracket to anyone again. Because they'll say who won. And I will have to explain.
No, but you would say it, and then they would say, I've never thought of that.
And
that's really hot.
Please excuse me while I change my pants.
Yeah. And okay. then they'll say, I think of it every night while I'm in bed.
Yes.
Yeah, before bedtime.
And during bedtime.
What do we think their relationship is like? Because they're obviously talking about it, right?
Yeah. I think, okay. First, they don't talk about things, right? Like, well, okay.
Because, yeah.
We need to set, like, a time. Like, when is this happening?
Because
it has to be post Avengers 1.
Yeah, and
it can't be... Unless we want to go...
post-Infinity.
Right.
Because...
I mean, he's on one of the posters.
Loki's RIP.
Right.
Okay, so... Okay.
Or so we believe. He is a trickster.
Yeah, but it would be really... Well, I mean, it would be atypical of him to do that to Thor, but it would be so mean.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Thor thinks his brother is dead this whole time? Again? Meanwhile, he's sucking off Tony Stark in a closet somewhere.
Tony's just not telling
he's
Thor.
Like, it's too good. I don't want to fucking blow this thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay. So it's okay.
When is
so
it?
The worst version of this ship is that they're both secretly keeping Loki's survival.
No, okay, guys, that could happen. But what if? Mm-hmm. What if we set it after Civil War? Because then,
mm-hmm.
and we can pre-Ragnarok.
Okay.
So Loki is
there's more secrets
in and out.
There's more secrets to be kept here then, though, because this is as Loki is posing as Odin.
And then he will bloop to Earth
uh-huh.
and hang out with Tony and have sex with him. And Tony has no friends because Bruce is missing.
Right.
Cap isn't talking to him anymore.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
So, like, he's mm-hmm. very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I'm not sure what's happening with Pepper. She's around. Where do you guys... I know she didn't make it to this round.
No.
So, is she... Gonna like
they just like
her out of the way, like just make her uncharacteristically mean and just be done with her.
Yeah, no, this is like when Fix like Ron Bash a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I remember didn't we have them in like the first round and they kind of unceremoniously got blown away pretty hard?
Yeah, by Steve Natasha.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, how about this? All right. So Tony's feeling like really lonely. Now part of this fic has to be kind of mean, right? Like
yeah.
this ship, because it's just who they both are.
They're mean
people. It's the nature of...
Okay, so Tony is like kind of just sitting alone in his like, you know, big building, mm-hmm. feeling lonely. And in walks Cap, and he's like, we have not talked like in a long time.
Oh, no.
And like...
And Tony's like, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at first, it's almost like a little mini battle. Like, Tony, some device goes off and Cap blocks it with his shield. And then he's like, wait, we have to talk.
Wait, how about this? Okay, wait, get this. So Cap blocks with a shield, but the shield gets split by the laser beam.
Because
it's not actually.
Yeah.
What is
I wanted to say adamantium.
Yeah, it's not.
Vibranium.
Vibranium. It's not actually vibranium. So it splits. And he's like, wait. And then Cap like gives him a smirk and is like, guess the jig is up. And then
turns into Loki. Got me.
Perfect.
Yeah, and he goes, got me. And he does like that, when he's like doing his trickster like bow of like, got me.
Okay, but why is Loki there? Just to fuck?
Because he,
in
the time between Thor 2 and Thor 3, Odin is on Earth, right?
Yep.
So like he's got Odin in like an old folks home. So he's just like,
he's just visiting
Earth.
He
maybe even Tony's
Odin?
Putting up the money.
This is his secret like soft spot.
Okay.
He's visiting Odin and he doesn't tell anybody that. So he's lying to Tony about why he's here.
Yeah.
When Tony's like, why are you here? And he's like, oh, like to fuck. Like, you know, like when they're like tumbling around because already the sexual
just
tension.
Immediately.
And he's like, oh, why are you here? And he's like, oh, to fuck. And like Tony's like, okay. But he knows like that's not. That doesn't make sense. Like, you wouldn't just come here just to...
But also, the sex is so good.
It's so good, so he just lets it go.
Yeah.
And then I think for their first, like, fight, that gets revealed that he's actually been coming here to visit his dad. But he feels messed up about having put his dad there.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony's like, that is messed up, but, like, I would do something like that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be a point that they bond on.
Yeah. And he's like, but I understand.
And that I think that is definitely a secret that Tony would be willing to keep from Thor.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. This is very hot. I like it a lot.
And I think right now, at this point, Tony and Pepper are broken up. Because she dumps him after he makes her, like, he beats her up when they're asleep and stuff. Remember Iron Man 3? Isn't that Iron Man 3?
I remember her having the, like, extremis.
And then she gets extremis.
Right.
But, like, he's having PTSD, so he attacks her in his sleep. And then she gets extremis, and then she's like, this is too much for me. So in Civil War, they are broken up. Because someone asks about Pepper, and he's like, she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
So he is free to have fun.
And I think a draw to Loki, or draw to him about Loki, is that, like, he doesn't have to worry about what's going on with Loki at all. Like, Loki is, like, can handle himself. Yes. Like,
well, and he's just come out of, like, his first, like, adult relationship with someone who expected things of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he now, it's like, he doesn't have to be with someone who expects things of him.
Well, and also, like, everything else in Tony's life at that point is, like, he's raising a Spider-Man. And, you know, like, he's got all of this responsibility to, like, guide Peter Parker, but, like, you know who you don't have to guide at all, who need not take any direction whatsoever, is Loki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what about the day when Loki shows up as Peter?
Oh, then all of my ships are fulfilled.
Ew!
I'm just saying, you know he's
no, I know he's gonna do it.
I've been on that one for a year and a half. I know you have.
He's gonna be freely transforming between Peter Parker and Aunt May, and Tony's gonna love every second of it.
Here's the thing: I think that Tony knows deep down that it's not actually
Peter Parker.
So when he, like, I think you're right. He is jealous because he's like, you're spending so much time with this Spider-Man.
Yeah,
like,
this kid. This human kid.
Like, what does he have that I don't? Mm-hmm. So then he tries to trick him, but he's, like, too smooth. So Tony sees through it.
He's got hang-ups about fathers hanging out with adopted children anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, man.
Man, if you're boning Loki, a scorned, jealous Loki is really the last thing you want on your hands. This could be their breakup tale. Is the day that Loki tricks him into
fucking
joining
Peter.
Honestly, and
that
then
would
turns
be,
him into the police.
Because I think also Tony would then run back to Pepper. I think that would be
like
having
I went
to
too
deal
far.
With. Yeah.
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 All right. I love this. Let's vote.
Okay. Ready?
Steve Natasha versus Tony Loki on three. One, two, three.
Tony Loki.
All right. Moving on.
Yay.
Moving to the final four in the big finale.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, but we have one more ship war to adjudicate. Bruce and Natasha versus Clint and Laura. Both canon ships.
Right. Bruce, Natasha, Clint, Laura.
Clint and Laura is Hawkeye and his farmer wife.
And yep. Yeah, Linda Cardellini. Is now an appropriate time to bring up my Hawkeye theory?
I think, if not now, when?
Great point.
If not when, how?
If not how, why?
If not why, who?
Has the rest of SES heard this?
I've heard it.
You heard it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so I think after seeing Captain Marvel and knowing that there are Skrulls on Earth, that Talos, the like main Skrull, the Ben Mendelsohn Skrull, is and has always been Clint Barton Hawkeye. We have never known a human being that is Clint Barton.
What the freaky
Isn't
dingus?
It great?
So
really?
here's the thing where they're exactly the same. There aren't really family men in the Marvel Universe, except for Talos and Hawkeye. Talos has a wife and two children. Mm-hmm. Hawkeye has a wife and two children.
And toxic masculinity does dictate that there can only be one.
There can only be one.
Okay.
Talos is also, as established in Captain Marvel, Fury's buddy, right? Nick Fury sets up Clint Barton with this cabin in the woods where he lives, set aside from the rest of humanity. Why does he need to be apart from the rest of humanity? Oh, it's because he's actually a Skrull.
And where's the first sort of homestead he ever visited on the planet Earth?
A farm.
Yep.
Interesting. So he's like, I associate with home, so like this is what I want.
Do we know from the comics or from MCU how quickly Skrulls age?
No. But I mean they can change, right?
Right, but there's something sad for those kids
that have been kids forever.
Yeah, that's because
that's a little bit of a bummer.
Or maybe they just age really slow.
It's like, God damn it, yeah, Dad, I've been eight since the 90s.
Exactly. I'm ready to have my period.
And then that also means that he's like, that Hawkeye has like scrolled himself into the look that we see.
He chose
in the trailer.
Well,
he chose that
one. Well, because his family died. He's off the deep end.
Oh, right. Yeah. So
we don't know that. That's my guess.
But that's my guess, too.
I mean, because he's like stomping around with that sleeve and like his hair.
I kind of hope maybe his daughter
is
still alive.
The hair actually is another strike in the Hawkeye is actually a Skrull favor because he's emulating his hero who saved him all those years ago. Captain Marvel, who's got the mohawk when her helmet is on.
Oh. Yep, and we will get a reunion moment for the two of them if this is true.
Right, and that is also my argument for why Hawkeye is not with the Avengers when we see them at the end of Captain Marvel. It's because she hasn't picked him up yet to be like, I got a guy who can help us with this.
Oh my gosh, so when did you come up with this theory?
The weekend Captain Marvel
came
out.
Very quickly after Captain Marvel.
Wow, yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
No, it's very fun.
It's very cool.
I like want it to be true. And I love that we're living in the time where none of us know if it's true or not true. So we can just like have it be true.
Yeah, like none of us are like just like, that's really interesting.
Stupid.
Stupid idiot.
No, we're going to all see it together. We'll find out together. And if it is, I'm going to make a really loud woo sound.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah, other people
will
beam.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. As shipple dips.
That shipple like nipple and dips like nips.
Okay, no, I won't say that, but maybe one of our fans in the audience.
Yeah, they'll say it. They'll say that. They'll say that.
That would make me really happy. Okay, so that sort of makes me like Clint Laura more. Though we don't get a ton of that relationship in Captain Marvel, but it is like those two seem to love each other, and they seem to be good at taking care of each other. Yeah, those kids are kids forever.
Kids are kids forever, in my theory.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, the other side of it is the Bruce Natasha, which, again, that's not like a ship that we need to really do any work on, which maybe makes it less fun to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I want, and this because of the kind of shipper I am, I really want him to apologize to her in Avengers Infinity War. There's 3 hours. We can have one scene of him being like,
hey, I'm sorry.
Him being like, what I did with you is shitty. And her being like, I can't talk about this right now. And he's like, no, Natasha, look at me. What I did was wrong and I am sorry.
Yeah.
And then her to take that in and say, thank you. And then they don't have to kiss or anything. I just would really like, because what he did was she opened her little heart up. Her little heart has so many cages around it.
Mm-hmm.
She opened her little heart up to him. She took care of him, like giving him emotional support all this time, trying to do the hand business when he's the Hulk. And then
I mean, part of the reason she does the emotional support is that's the only way to quell the Hulk. Like, part of that
isn't doing it.
No,
yeah, it only works because it's real. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then he flat out leaves her. No, I know he has reasons, but like he doesn't give her the kind of emotional support that she's been giving him.
Right.
So if we get a 1 to 2 minute scene. No, it really doesn't have to be that long.
Oh, it could be like 30 seconds, right?
Too. Yeah,
I could see that. I hope. I mean, they've got 3 hours to do it.
They've got 3 hours. And, I mean, yeah.
What if it's in a post-credit scene?
Shipple like Dimple. I'll say that really loud.
I mean, you know, at least 2 hours is going to be Tony Loki stuff. So. Yeah.
How do they fit the rest in?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, do we need to vote on this?
Yeah.
We're 20 minutes into the show already.
Bruce Natasha versus Clint Laura. 1, 2, 3.
Clint Laura.
Bruce Natasha?
Bruce Natasha, I guess. Wait,
we got a tie.
Yes, we got a tie. God damn it.
I'll switch. I'll go Bruce Natasha.
because
I pushed them through from the first round, and I do like them.
You like them.
I like them a lot. Yeah, let's go Bruce Natasha.
Natasha. Let's
get so in the final four, we have Tony Loki and Bruce Natasha. Tune in next week to find out the other half of our final four. All right.
Oh God.
This is really like tearing me apart.
It's getting harder to do these things.
It's almost hell.
Yeah.
Oh
hell
boy.
On Earth.
It's
oh man. Yay!
Hellboy!
Boy!
There's a new Hellboy movie. It's out today. So we're talking hell ships.
Yeah, we are.
For a little bit here until the episode ends.
Rapid fire hell ships.
Ryan, do you have a hell ship you want to talk
about? I do, and it's hell adjacent.
I think that's okay.
Okay, so it is, and I kind of wanted to get this in. I was actually thinking about it, so I'm not trying to, don't think I'm breaking rules, but I wanted to get this in before the show comes out, because I think the TV show of this book is going to change the view of this ship for me and like maybe make canon things that were not canon.
Okay.
But my ship is from Good Omens, which is a novel written by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. And it's Aziraphale and Crowley. Aziraphale is an angel who is punished, has to stay on Earth forever because he essentially didn't protect Adam and Eve and let them, and then gave them his sword and like let them live and get out of Eden. Meanwhile, Crowley was the snake. So he is the one, he's the demon that was allowed into Eden that...
So the devil, though.
Well,
right?
No,
in this world, it's a demon.
Okay.
There's the God is up there in heaven, devil is in hell, and then they kind of just send people to Earth to do their bidding.
Got it.
So, or not people, demons and angels. So essentially, after Eden falls, you have these two guys, a demon who kind of likes living a little bit and likes people, and then an angel who's like very stuffy, but who's like they're both kind but not nice all the time. And so the two of them are kind of like sentenced to spend all of humanity together. So they can't leave. They can't go back. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just, so it's like, they're definitely an odd couple, but there's something like very comfortable in how, like, they kind of half hate each other, but like not really. And they kind of like, they'll each kind of look the other way. So the other one, like, you know, so Crowley can get his souls when he needs to.
Sure. Compromising there.
A little bit, but like they never like face that head on. It's kind of like, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, they've known each other for thousands of years. It's almost like a comfortable marriage. There's a lot of fic, right? So there's a lot of like fandom for them, like to have a sexy, like romantic relationship. Canon, it's not necessarily there, but it's definitely could be seen between the lines.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good chance we're going to see some between the lines in the Amazon show that's coming out this summer. So that's part of why I wanted to get this in now. So like now, even though I recognize that canon so far is not like codifying it as a romantic relationship.
Right. You're afraid that it may become codified.
It's okay. But like I will never, it's sort of like your Clinton Laura theory. Like I will never be where I am right now after the show comes out. After I watch David Tennant play a demon.
I know.
And Michael Sheen be his partner in crime.
It's gonna be really fun.
Like it's gonna be like you won't be able to deny how hot they are. So then like everything will get jumbled in my head.
Right, right.
But right now I'm telling you, I ship it.
I ship it too. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good ship.
Colin, do you have any? Oh, Patrick?
I don't care.
Either of you two?
So I'm gonna drag y'all back in.
Is this Final Fantasy?
Are you dragging me to hell?
I'm dragging you into Futurama.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with that.
I'm glad you went first. Poor Colin.
Colin just gave you this look.
Colin and I have previously spoken on this topic.
Yes, exactly. We were just at the bar talking about like which one of us was going to bring it up.
Oh, my God.
And we decided that you guys would be nicer to Patrick if he brought it up.
If I say Futurama, that doesn't inspire an automatic, geez Louise, from Ryan.
Oh, geez Louise. That's my Ryan impression.
Thank
is it
you.
Good?
Oh, gosh, golly darn.
I do not that is say not gosh at all. And no. golly in one not sentence.
Jeez Louise for sure, though.
Jeez Louise is my holy shit, y'all.
Yeah.
No, so, tell me about this episode of Futurama.
So the real like ship that I will carry with me until I die is Fry and Leela, and especially Fry is in the episode where he gets the devil's hands and learns to play holophoner and writes this whole huge opera with the sole goal of impressing Leela. Like that's the only reason he does it. He has his hands chopped off so he can do it. And that's very sweet. However, I would like the robot devil to have some opportunities for maybe a little romance and maybe a little bit of like creative, damned soul punishing. Cause you know, in robot hell, it seems like it's all old fashioned torture, right?
It's very much that idea of hell that we get from like 1960s cartoons where,
there's fire,
fit the crime sort of.
Yes. Yeah. But it's even a little bit less unique than that, right? Like it's just like a lot of fire and like poking and buzzsaws and stuff. I would like the robot devil to find his way out of robot hell and into human hell. But the sign doesn't say human hell. It says The Bad Place. And here he meets Michael from The Good Place, the show The Good Place.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them make up more inventive tortures for humans and robots.
So is this like
a backside?
Is
for
it
Michael, or is this a pre?
This
yeah,
is pre.
I was gonna ask,
this is
like
pre,
season one, yeah. Michael, where his ambitions are to do torture.
It may be pre season one, before he comes up with the idea to make a bad place, good place.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
This is as they're still doing like creative, relevant tortures.
That's fun
for people.
Do they also like bone?
Yeah, they also bone. I want to say that the robot devil has Fry's hands at this point because that makes him a little bit hornier.
Well, yeah, and also probably like easier to do hand stuff with.
Totally, because otherwise it's just like
ow.
Three
it's
little,
like
three little
metal
cheese grater.
Yeah,
ow.
And mind you, they're very talented hands, but Fry's,
I mean,
Fry's hands get around.
Yes, I believe the quote is "They're always touching and rubbing."
It's they're always touching me in places. And Fry says, "Yeah, they get around." So I would just like Michael from The Good Place to have the advantage of Fry's hands getting around.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
That sounds very fun.
Colin, what did you do when you were at the bar and you were told that you wouldn't get to do a Futurama ship? Did you come up with another Futurama ship?
No. I have an entirely different ship. Picture yourself in the back of a van. The year...
is Scooby there?
Somewhere. No, Scooby is not there, but there are hairy creatures. So the year is sometime in the mid or early 90s. I can't remember exactly. I think 92.
Then you shouldn't open with "the year is."
I'm setting a scene.
Wow.
Regardless.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
But we all know that if the van is a rockin', you shouldn't go knocking. But what if the van is rockin' and crazy lightning bolts and things are going all over the place?
I'm so confused about what this
could to
be.
Let me fill you in.
Okay.
You got yourself Death Station and Station.
Hell yeah.
Having a hard fucking three-way in the back of the Bill and Ted Bogus Journey van.
I knew we were going to be dealing with fucking... this is so gross.
No,
Station!
What's gross about Station?
You want me
Station?
To picture William Sadler
of
Roswell fame. Fucking wow. Station?
So I've got.
I refuse.
No, I've got. Let me paint you
all right,
a picture.
Paint me a picture, because right now it's really upsetting.
So they're working.
Does this count as an incest ship? Because Station is technically the same being.
No, because I think if you're the same being, we decided that's okay.
Okay.
Because like when future you comes here.
Right, but this is different. This is just one being split into two.
We've talked about this, and you guys seemed very into it.
It feels different to me.
Okay.
I guess
not
the question.
Time, it's just split.
Yeah,
it's more like the Multiplicity guys, I think.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Keaton fucking Michael Keaton.
As long
fucking
as he's
dumb
not
Michael
fucking
Keaton.
The fun Michael Keaton, I think it's fine.
Paint us a picture, Colin.
Okay.
Copy of
so
a copy.
The three of them are back there, and they're working on the robo Bill and Ted. Right. You know, they're about to even the score. We're getting in.
The evil robot uses.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Well,
they're
the
working
good
on the good,
robot.
The Lego.
Oh, yes, sorry.
They're
yes.
building
We're the
Lego
the
style
got
robot
it, got
uses.
It.
For the battle with evil robot usses. But they're back there. There are sparks flying, literally and figuratively. And one thing leads to another. Death just slowly starts pulling his fucking cape up to reveal his Lenny Kravitz-style dick just hanging out.
Style and not Lenny Kravitz sized.
I'm sorry.
No,
what?
No, style.
Is this like
styled in this?
Does Lenny Kravitz have a porn tape or something?
Lenny Kravitz has a moment on stage where his dick rips through his pants
and just like
dips
swings.
Out. Yeah.
Is this real?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's
real.
I
think I remember people tweeting about having seen Lenny Kravitz's penis.
Mm.
Okay.
It's very funny because it just sort of like plops out like a slinky if you were just holding it from one end.
So is that, so you're saying, so it's more the plopping
yes.
that you're saying, not less than the...
Yeah, Death is like, check yeah. this out. And then all of a sudden, raises his thing and his little, you know, donger.
He was tucked up into the belt of his robe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Because otherwise it would drag on the floor.
The stations are immediately, they're just thrown for a loop. They can't control themselves. They're all up on it. They got their big snouts all on his shit. It's getting hot and heavy.
This is so gross.
And this is in a van?
This is in the back of the van.
Okay.
With robot parts everywhere. They're crinkling and crackling over microchips.
Do the super good robot usses like gain sentience in this moment?
They're not fully. They're not fully built. Yeah, I feel like this is kind of like a lunch break.
Are their eyes working?
How about their ears?
Let's
How about their noses?
I was just going to say that.
Let's say just sound and scent. So that when
why? That's worse. That's like when you stick your hand in a thing of peeled grapes.
Yeah, why are you saying
you might
that?
Think
you
can eyeballs.
Just say no. You can say no, they don't
this
work.
It's not working.
You're creating a horrible
they
scenario.
They started by building the noses and ears.
Oh my God.
Is there any scenario where Station doesn't smell horrible?
I mean, I'll certainly not just after fucking death. Antiquity smells the worst.
A rotten demon cock. But here, I like to think of them in like a sort of doggy style train position with death in the caboose. But
so a station is fucking a station.
A station is fucking a station. But at one point, just before climax.
Well, wait, why? Can't one station be on one side of death and the other station be on the other side of death?
No, no, there's a reason why. There's a reason why. Because death, so close to climax, is pumping away super hard to the point that he forces the stations together to make big station right before they all come together in the back of that van.
What the fuck?
I think the
so
only
upsetting.
Can I alter
My
the beginning
mom
of this?
Is listening to this?
Welcome to hell, Drew Mogi.
Can I alter the beginning of it?
Sure.
So they're working on the good robot usses.
Great.
And they're getting frustrated, right? It's tough to make robots.
Mm-mm.
And we see even in the end when they do make like good super robot usses, they don't look like Bill and Ted exactly. Yeah. They look like robot versions of them. And Death is like, you know what? I've got a way for us to relax that Bill and Ted taught me. Let's play Twister. And then Twister. And then Twister turns into some fucking.
All right. That's
like
a little
one of the stations maybe goes inside the cloak by accident. And
yeah. You know.
Right. With that snout.
Yeah.
Knocks his dick out of his belt.
This does sound like something in AO3.
It does.
And I would probably read it for curiosity, just to like understand what's happening. Like, but no, I'd feel very bad. I'd close all my browser windows after and just be like looking around and make sure no one saw me.
Horrible.
And then right at that moment when they all come and like Station is mushed into giant Station, and then their fur is all matted and sweaty and stinks. Fucking George Carlin slides the van door open.
Rufus!
And they all go, Rufus!
Wow.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Rufus never tells anyone.
Wow. No, he's cool.
Never tells a soul.
Kelly, did you have a... do you have hell... other than this moment...
Yeah.
Do you have a hell shot?
I mean, you took mine, Colin.
It does. Honestly, I think, Kelly, you're getting unseated.
Yeah, I might be unseated as the most disgusting. Okay, so while I was, like, getting research for this one, I was on AO3 to see, like, who people had shipped this person with. And I did see one where it... I do not ship it. I just have to mention it.
Yeah, tell
it
me about it.
So stupid. It's
okay. Someone worked very hard on that.
I know. It's Hades from the Hercules movie with Bucky Barnes.
What?
Whoa.
All right.
Do tell.
I think Bucky needs someone to pull him out of his shell sometimes.
But a cartoon devil played by James Woods?
Yeah, the James Woods of it all.
Yeah.
And I apologize if you have a different ship for him. But I feel
do,
like
I
she
do.
Does have a different Bucky ship.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I have a different ship for him, but you don't have to worry. I'm not going to be hurt. It's not like this is my ultimate ship.
Yeah, I was just going to say I ship him with no one. He should die lonely, and I hate him.
Well, okay.
James Woods should.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Hades.
Hades.
It's a character.
Sure.
Someone drew him is in James
Woods. I understand.
So Hades is like all pissy from like just dealing with Hercules, right?
Yeah, he really lost.
He lost really bad. Mm-hmm. And he has like hair is like small flame.
Oh my God, it's everywhere.
And he's like stomping around and...
But even his stomps like don't make a difference.
He doesn't do
like,
anything.
He's just fire. So it's like...
Yeah. So he's like really pissed off. Then suddenly his... Like he just can't get his hair to floof up like it used to.
Mm. Yeah.
Then he hears a voice that says, "Oh, let me help you with that." And
oh
then
God,
his hair flares up really tall.
Who could it be? Who could
it's fucking Jafar.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, that's good. That's good.
See? Yeah. I don't even think you have to give me context.
No, that's it. Mm-hmm. Just Jafar and Hades having like angry, I got defeated sex.
Right.
And then like they become stronger afterwards and
God,
maybe
Jafar's
take
gonna
over.
Treat him like shit.
Oh, you know what Jafar does? Jafar twists his hair and he goes, it's so twisted to fuck with it because he like did so much when it happened to him.
Yep.
And Iago is just pissed.
No, yeah, Iago's
is Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one of those things.
And they try to make out once, but it's not worth it.
Oh, right. No.
Maybe they try a couple times.
Those,
but
those
never,
three things?
Oh, the minions, the two just things like, and they have
Iago?
Else to do.
Yeah. Ew.
They try, but they're like, no.
It doesn't work.
It's not for us.
But.
You want to see what those muses are up to?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, they fuck a lot. And, yeah, Jafar does treat him like absolute shit.
The worst.
Like, he's, like, he will even, like, he knows that Hades is coming over, but he'll be, like, fucking someone else. And, like, answer the door in a towel.
Oh, there is a door. Doing it.
No, well, answers fucking? The door while
well,
he's fucking.
Use powers.
Yeah, he'll use his powers
and be like, "I'm sorry,"
and he'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you were coming over." And Hades is like, "Ah, it's fine."
He says, "Ah, it's fine,"
and then like just stews in the kitchen until he finishes up.
And then Jafar walks into the kitchen and is like, "I know you're a god, but you bow down to me."
And then he blows him.
This cannot get. This is too much. This is too good.
Isn't it?
And then he blows.
Guys, this has been a mega episode.
It has, for
it
sure.
It really has. Do you guys want to do a relationship question from Twitter to cap
sure,
it all off?
Sure.
Let's do it, Kyle.
Hey, if you guys want to have your relationship questions answered by us, you can tweet at us or find us on Instagram at ShippleDips. That's Shipple like nipple and dips like nips.
Or you can email us. We are at ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com.
So this one comes from HSL Frank. And HSL Frank says, at ShippleDips, what do you do when your roommate, parentheses, also BFF, invites your ex to an event you said no, and then brings him back to the apartment without asking you first, parentheses, roommate has a BF, and it was a group thing.
Okay, so let me just make sure, the thing that you said no to was that you didn't want to go to
you
this
didn't
party.
Go. So you were like, I'm not going.
You're
I'm
like,
gonna
I'm
stay
just going to hang out, mm-hmm. like,
right,
then, read AO3.
Right,
yeah. I hear like, there's this, like, Hades fic. I don't know. Don't worry about it. I'll be occupied. And then...
And then your friend brings the person back.
Brings your ex-boyfriend
your ex
to
like,
the apartment.
Oh, like, you know, HSL Frank isn't going to go, I might as well invite the ex.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what went through their brain.
Right,
they could
right.
also, you could have told them, oh, I'm so over him. I don't even care. Like, I hope he has a nice life because I'm going to have a great one. And then.
I still think if I were the roommate slash BFF, I would feel really weird about bringing the ex back.
Back
Dang
to the apartment
yeah.
is kind of a...
The roommate okay. knows they're doing something wrong
yeah.
in this because they're, even if they're not like fucking with this person, they are bringing them back to the apartment and they have a significant other too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So are they, is it just to
no,
hang out?
No, it's just friends. You whatever. You could have a non-same-sex friend over after a party with other people. Like, it's not a big deal.
Right, yeah, you can
it's
do that,
wrong.
But there's one, like, there's like, the little bit of it that, like, there is a like, to that, and then there's also the fact that it is your roommate's ex.
I guess to me, it's worse that the roommate did it than that the best friend did it. Because...
Oh, yeah, I agree.
The best friend, like, doesn't get it. The best friend obviously does not understand the question asker's brain of where they are
sure,
with the relationship.
Sure.
So like the best friend is being a bad best friend, but like I almost feel like they're not as bad as the roommate is being like, yeah, you do not bring an ex
right
to
it, back
that,
into
yeah,
that person's
you are,
space.
As,
yeah.
It's like worse roommate behavior than it is best friend behavior.
Right, right, right.
The best friend is probably not doing it to hurt you.
Right. And the best friend also presumably has some sort of relationship with this person.
Right. Was
over
hanging
the, when you were together.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have a conversation with your best friend.
Right.
Your roommate, you should probably just eat their yogurt. But your best friend, you need to like sit down and just be like, hey, that felt weird. And because like,
that's where I draw the line. Don't eat your roommate's
it's
yogurt.
It's also one of those things. Sometimes you go down a road and you don't know if something's going to be weird or bad until it is weird or bad. And then you just have to like deal
call the
with
audible.
It. Yeah. You just have to have the conversation. So like, I could see it. A situation, I don't have to have roommates. Because otherwise, no, because I would just be fighting with them all the time. But if I had a roommate, I could see a situation where I wouldn't think it would be bad. Like, I would think, oh, sure. And then it happens, and I, like, come out of the bathroom in my PJs, mm-hmm. and my ex-boyfriend's there, where I'm like, oh, no, this is weird. Now it's happened. Now we know it's weird. Now you have to have the conversation with your roommate.
I think the thing that I would be mad about is, like, and I think it's, like, a little unfair to be mad about this, but the thing that I would be mad about is, like, well, you knew I didn't want to see them because, like, I didn't want to go to this thing.
Okay, but you don't. But you don't.
Exactly. But that's the thing. They don't know that's why. But I feel like if I was like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with, you know, hey, Patrick, I'm going to go hang out with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be me, Ryan, Colin, and your ex. We're going to go hang out. And let's say we're roommates.
Okay.
So I'm like, we're going to go hang out. Do you want to come?
Nah, thanks. I'm going to stay at home.
I know it's because of the fucking ex.
Oh, and I mm-hmm. was doing it the opposite way in my mind. It was more like, oh, we're all going to go see Captain Marvel opening night. Patrick, you want to go?
So he doesn't know who's going.
Oh, no, I can't.
Okay. And then later, Patrick's not here. And I was like, okay, so I don't know.
We have this extra
Carol
ticket.
Carol always comes with us to movies. And I know that she and Patrick aren't dating anymore. But, like, should we invite her? Like, I don't want her to feel left out. Mm-hmm. Then you guys are like, of course, do it. And then you blame it on me later.
Yeah.
Sure. And then
we're like, Ryan
well,
said
it's your apartment.
Yeah.
But no, like, so I, in my mind, I'm just giving roommate best friend the benefit of the doubt that that Patrick not going wasn't a reaction to the
ex
being
there. I kind of read it as that as well.
Yeah.
And that part of the scenario I think is still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going, hanging out with the ex.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's fine to hang out with the ex.
Yeah. I think you give the best friend a heads up. Then you can see how that mm-hmm. person reacts.
Oh, yeah.
Because the person might react everybody. Like, oh yeah, of course, whatever. Like, you don't have to tell me every time you see him, whatever. Or the person might be like, really? Okay.
Well, and then the thing is, so you tell Patrick, hey, we're going to the movies mm-hmm. with your ex, and then unexpectedly after the movie, we all end up at Good Luck Bar or Umami Burger, and then, like, drinks are flowing, and then you're like, hey, wait, I got more fucking veggie corn tortillas at my house. Let's all go. And now, because, like, I imagine it being like, a fun night out,
right, and
a group experience
friends.
That ended up at the apartment that you live in, but also the ex of one of the guests.
You know who
there.
I also blame?
Who's that?
The ex.
Yeah, the ex
knows.
Knew.
The ex
should
know
knows.
Better.
You
yeah.
knew. The ex
and
knows.
So, fuck you, ex.
Yeah. I think no matter what.
Don't come back to that house.
Yeah.
Until your ex invites you in a non-weird way. Like, don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to be there.
Yeah, you don't.
Suggest your house.
Hey, it's Good Luck Bar. Everyone's leaving. You say, good night, friends.
Yeah.
It was so nice to see you. I'm glad we can still be friends, even though I broke up with someone.
And then we're like, well, we're going back to Patrick's house for a little while.
Cool, I'm going to get in the lift. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Wait, and then you go?
No, then you go to your house. Then you say, oh, I was real tired, bro.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.